Hey there, deep divers, ready to go beyond business as usual. Today we're diving into the rapidly changing world of AI, but not just the typical automation stuff, you know. We're talking about how AI is completely changing the very foundation of businesses.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see this shift, you know, how AI is moving from a simple tool to the architect, the very DNA of new business models.
Yeah, you know, remember our deep dive on AI assistants? Well, consider this the sequel, where those assistants start running the entire show. We've got research, real-world company examples, the works, and trust me, it's a wild ride.
Yeah, we're calling this new landscape the business redesign space. Mm. And it's all about AI becoming the core, not just an add-on.
Right. Think AI-first businesses. Instead of asking, can AI do this task? Mm. These companies are like, why can't AI run this entire process?
Exactly. And a perfect example is DevRef. They've built a platform completely driven by AI that manages their entire product development lifecycle. And get this, they were doing this back in 2021, long before the ChatGPT hype took off.
2021. Whoa, that's like prehistoric in AI years. Mm-hmm. They were ahead of the curve. But what makes DevRef so special is their AI calling the shots all on its own.
Well, what's interesting is that DevRev manages to seamlessly blend both human and AI input. They call their AI agent OS, and it handles a ton of tasks autonomously, but also knows when to bring humans into the loop for their expertise. It's like having a superpowered coworker who also understands the value of teamwork.
Okay, so it's not a total robot takeover, more like a supercharged collaboration.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But DevRev isn't alone, is it?
Not at all. There are companies like Waymo with their self-driving taxis, Ocado, which is a fully automated online grocery store in the UK, and Lemonade, where their AI Maya handles everything from customer service to processing claims, and often within seconds.
Self-driving taxis, robot grocery shoppers. It's like stepping into a sci-fi movie. Although I did read a funny story about a Waymo taxi struggling to parallel park and resorting to frantic honking. It's like even AI gets parking anxiety sometimes.
Well, it highlights that AI, even in its advanced forms, isn't without its quirks. It's still learning and evolving. But these examples just show the vast potential of AI-first businesses across various industries.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what everyday interactions will look like as these AI-first companies become more common. I mean, we're already used to AI assistants, but imagine them evolving into machine customers.
It sounds like something out of a futuristic novel, but it's closer than you think. Those AI assistants you mentioned, they're on the verge of becoming sophisticated machine customers that can handle complex transactions for us.
So instead of me spending hours comparing prices on Amazon, my AI assistant just buys the best product based on what it knows I like and what I can afford.
Exactly. Our interaction with digital platforms and e-commerce will drastically change. Imagine your AI negotiating the best deals for you, managing subscriptions, and even predicting what you need before you even realize it yourself.
Now, that's what I call next level service. Are there any companies pushing the boundaries in this machine customer realm?
Absolutely. There's Elna AI, which aims to be our second brain, anticipating our needs and managing tasks. Then there's Jace, which focuses on personalized shopping by finding deals based on our preferences and budgets.
Sounds like those could be game changers for someone who hates grocery shopping as much as I do.
Oh, and there's one more I think you'll find interesting, Viv. What sets it apart is its versatility. It's designed to learn and adapt beyond standard templates. Think of it like this. Most AI assistants are like those basic chatbots that can only answer pre-programmed questions. Viv is more like having a conversation with a real person who understands your unique needs.
Okay, so it's not just about setting reminders or playing music anymore. These AI agents are becoming more like our personal digital assistants managing our digital lives.
Exactly. And it's already happening. Companies like Amazon and Google are pouring resources into this technology. It won't be long before interacting with machine customers becomes as commonplace as online shopping is today.
Yeah, it's definitely a game changer for businesses. But let's shift gears for a moment. While robot shoppers and AI CEOs are fascinating, I'm also curious about the more collaborative side of AI.
Yeah, that's a crucial aspect of AI's evolution, the idea that it's not about machines replacing us, but about finding ways for humans and AI to work together, each amplifying the strengths of the other.
You know, it reminds me of my days back in the chemistry lab. We had this software called CAOS/KMM, Computer Assisted Organic Synthesis and Molecular Modeling. Back then, it felt incredibly cutting edge, but compared to what we have now, it seems like a clunky calculator.
Oh, absolutely. Platforms like InCitro and DeepMind's AlphaFold have completely transformed fields like drug discovery and protein folding. Speaking of AlphaFold, it's truly revolutionary. It solved a problem that had stumped scientists for decades, predicting protein folding. Imagine trying to figure out how a long pangled string will fold into a specific, intricate 3D shape.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right. But AlphaFold does it with amazing accuracy, which opens up a world of possibilities for understanding diseases and developing new drugs. It's a game changer.
Wow, it's like AI is giving us a cheat sheet to understanding the building blocks of life. Speaking of breakthroughs, it reminds me of another scientific marvel, CRISPR technology. It's like having molecular scissors that can precisely edit DNA. And when you combine CRISPR with AI, as companies like InCitro are doing, you can analyze mountains of genomic data to pinpoint potential drug targets and personalize medicine in ways we could only dream of before.
Absolutely. It's the synergy between AI and human ingenuity that is leading to groundbreaking advancements in healthcare and beyond. The potential for treating diseases like Alzheimer's or developing therapies tailored to your specific genetic makeup is becoming increasingly realistic.
Okay, now that's what I call progress. But before we get too lost in the world of designer genes and AI-powered medical marvels, I want to circle back to DevRev for a moment. Remember how they're using AI to completely change the product development game?
You mean how they're bridging the gap between what developers create and what customers actually want?
Exactly. It's like they've found the secret sauce for building products people are actually clamoring for, and they're doing it all with AI. Tell me more about how this works.
It all comes down to their AI platform, AgentOS. It creates something called a unified knowledge graph that brings together customer data and product development workflows. Think of it like this. Imagine breaking down the walls between departments so that developers, customer support, everyone has access to the same information in real time.
So no more silos and miscommunication, just streamlined collaboration.
Exactly. It streamlines communication, makes issue tracking more efficient, and ensures everyone's on the same page. This leads to automated feature prioritization, faster customer support, and a smoother overall operation.
It's like they've cracked the code on how to build products people actually want and do it efficiently. Now, I'm not a coder myself. I'm more of a point-and-click kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But even I'm blown away by what AI is doing in the coding world.
Oh, absolutely. AI is changing the game for coders and non-coders alike. These AI coding assistants aren't just suggesting bits of code. They're writing entire blocks of code, finding ways to make it more efficient, even catching potential errors before they become major headaches.
It's like having a coding buddy looking over your shoulder, offering helpful suggestions and saving you from those, "I'm going to throw my computer at the window," moments we've all experienced.
You could say that. And they're only getting smarter and more capable. Take Amazon Q, for example. They've reported saving countless developer hours by using it for internal projects. One bank even used Amazon Q to convert its entire system from an outdated programming language called COBOL to a more modern one called Java. It saved them a ton of time and money and led to a faster, more efficient system.
Wow, that's impressive. But what about those of us who don't speak the language of code? What's in it for us?
Well, think of it this way. Better and faster coding ultimately means better software for everyone. Faster development cycles and a more technologically advanced world benefit all of us, even if we never write a line of code in our lives.
That's a good point. It's like how I don't need to understand the inner workings of a combustion engine to appreciate a well-built car. I just want it to get me from point A to point B smoothly and safely.
Exactly. And just like the automotive industry revolutionized transportation, AI-powered coding is set to revolutionize the way we build and interact with technology in all aspects of our lives.
So we've got AI running grocery stores, helping scientists make groundbreaking discoveries, even writing code. What's next? AI taking over Wall Street.
That's not too far off, actually. As AI evolves, we're seeing its potential to enhance human capabilities in ways we never thought possible. And that brings us to a particularly fascinating area, human AI augmentation.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. This is where we dive into the world of brain-computer interfaces, right?
I got it.
I've been following companies like Neuralink and Synchron, and let me tell you, the things they're doing are both fascinating and a little mind-blowing.
They're definitely pushing the boundaries. For example, Neuralink has made incredible progress in enabling people with paralysis to control devices using just their thoughts. They've even had people playing video games using nothing but their minds. This is the kind of technology we used to only see in science fiction movies, and now it's becoming a reality.
It does feel a bit like something out of The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we can skip the whole robot uprising part. But seriously, the possibilities are incredible. Traders making split-second decisions with AI-powered insights, surgeons performing delicate procedures with unbelievable precision, even artists creating entirely new art forms with the help of AI.
It's a future where the line between human and machine becomes increasingly blurred, and it raises all sorts of fascinating, albeit slightly unsettling, questions about what it means to be human in an age of intelligent machines.
It's both exciting and a bit daunting at the same time. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, I want to hear more about these brain-computer interfaces. Are we talking surgically implanted chips, or are there less invasive options in the works?
It's a mix of both, actually. Neuralink is focusing on implantable devices, while companies like Neurable are exploring non-invasive methods that use brainwave data to control external devices. Imagine wearing a headset that can translate your thoughts into actions on a computer screen, or even control a prosthetic limb.
It sounds like something straight out of Star Trek.
Mm.
Speaking of which, I even tried out those Rainio X2 AI VR glasses recently. They're still in their early stages. But the idea of AI seamlessly integrating with our everyday lives through devices like that is becoming less like a futuristic fantasy and more like an inevitable reality.
It is inevitable, and it's happening faster than most people realize.
It makes you wonder what other sci-fi concepts are right around the corner.
Yeah.
But before we get too caught up in visions of the future, let's bring it back down to Earth for a moment and talk about AI-powered autonomous teams.
Ah, yes. The concept of humans and AI agents working together, not in a master-servant relationship, but as equals, each contributing their unique strengths to achieve a common goal.
It's like those epic team-ups in superhero movies. You've got the AI with its super speed and data crunching abilities, and the human with their strategic thinking and ability to inspire. Together, they're unstoppable.
A perfect analogy. And just like in those movies, the key to success lies in collaboration and mutual respect.
Speaking of epic collaborations, have you heard about what SpaceX is doing with AI? They're incorporating AI-driven systems into their mission control and planning, using it to optimize everything from astronaut training to rocket launches.
It makes perfect sense when you think about it. In mission-critical environments like space exploration, where precision and adaptability are crucial, having AI as a teammate can be the difference between success and failure. SpaceX is a testament to the growing importance of AI in tackling complex challenges.
It's like having a supercomputer as your co-pilot helping you navigate the cosmos.
Precisely. And it's not just SpaceX. This trend is happening across various industries. For instance, Ford uses an AI platform called Drishti, which, by the way, means vision or sight in Sanskrit, to monitor their assembly lines in real time, making sure everything runs smoothly and efficiently.
Drishti, I love that. It's like giving their assembly lines a super-powered set of eyes.
Exactly. And then there's Amazon, which is practically synonymous with AI-powered logistics these days. Their RoboRunner platform coordinates those fleets of robots and human workers in their fulfillment centers, ensuring those packages get delivered at lightning speed.
I'll admit, RoboRunner sounds a bit like a cheesy sci-fi B-movie title, but hey, if it works, it works.
It does. And it highlights how AI is no longer confined to research labs or futuristic fantasies. It's here, it's working alongside us, and it's changing the world as we know it.
And it's not just changing the digital world, right? That we're also seeing AI make its way into the physical world with embodied AI, which brings us to the realm of robots.
That's right. Embodied AI is about embedding AI into robotics, enabling it to interact directly with the physical world around us.
So we're not just talking about AI crunching numbers on a screen, but AI that can see, hear, touch, interact with the world around it.
Exactly. Imagine robots with the ability to see, hear, touch, even smell their environment, all powered by sophisticated AI algorithms.
Okay, now I'm picturing Skynet from the Terminator movies. Are we sure we want to go down this road?
I understand your apprehension, but it's crucial to remember that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or ill. The key is to approach its development responsibly and ethically.
You're right, of course. It's easy to get caught up in those what-if scenarios and forget that we're the ones in control here. But let's say we manage to avoid the whole robot apocalypse scenario. What does a world powered by embodied AI actually look like?
Imagine a world where robots assist with surgeries, perform dangerous tasks in hazardous environments, and even provide care and companionship for the elderly. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It does sound pretty amazing when you put it that way. Give me some specifics. Who are the big players in this embodied AI space?
Well, you've got companies like Tesla who are developing their humanoid robot Optimus, designed to handle those risky or repetitive tasks. Then there's Figure, another company focused on building versatile humanoid robots for various applications. And let's not forget Unitree, a Chinese company making waves with its surprisingly affordable and agile robots.
Wait, affordable robots? You've got my attention. Tell me more.
Unitree's robots are surprisingly affordable, especially when you consider their capabilities. They're not quite ready to do the dishes or fold laundry, but they're getting there.
Maybe someday. But embodied AI isn't just about these humanoid robots, right? What about those tiny robots I've heard about, the ones that are so small they can travel through your bloodstream?
Ah, yes, nanobots. Now we're talking about some truly mind-boggling stuff.
I know, right? Nanobots. It sounds like something straight out of Star Trek.
It does, doesn't it? Nanobots have the potential to revolutionize medicine, allowing for targeted drug delivery, incredibly precise surgeries, even repairing damage at the cellular level. It's a whole new frontier in medical technology.
Okay, I'm getting those Futures Now vibes. It's both exciting and a little overwhelming. But before we get too carried away with nanobots and robot butlers, you mentioned something earlier about the ethical side of AI.
You're right. We can't talk about AI's incredible potential without also acknowledging the very real ethical implications that come with it.
And that's something we'll be discussing in more detail in the next part of our deep dive. We'll delve deeper into the potential impacts of this AI evolution, exploring both the extraordinary opportunities and the complex challenges that lie ahead. So stay tuned.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. Before we jump into the next wave of AI advancements, it's crucial to remember that with all this groundbreaking technology comes the responsibility to consider the potential impact of these tools.
You're right. It's easy to get swept up in the wow factor and forget that we're talking about powerful tools that need to be used responsibly. So before we go full speed ahead into the future, let's take a moment to consider the road we're on. Where are these AI advancements ultimately leading us?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? Some believe we're headed towards what's been dubbed the singularity space, a point where AI surpasses human intelligence, leading to rapid technological growth that could reshape our world in ways we can barely imagine.
Singularity space. It sounds like something out of a science fiction novel.
Right.
Is this a real possibility, or are we just talking about hypothetical scenarios here?
Well, it's a concept that's been debated by scientists, futurists, and science fiction writers for decades. While it's still a hypothetical event, the rapid pace of AI development makes it seem less far-fetched than it once did.
Okay, so let's say we do reach this singularity space.
Mm.
What does that even look like? Paint me a picture.
Imagine a world where breakthroughs in medicine, energy production, even space travel, happen not over decades, but over months or even weeks. The pace of change accelerates exponentially. Diseases that once seemed incurable are eradicated. We have access to clean, abundant energy. Space travel becomes as commonplace as hopping on a plane.
It's hard to even wrap my head around that kind of change. It's both exciting and a little overwhelming, like trying to drink from a fire hose of progress. But we talked about the importance of using these technologies responsibly. With that in mind, are there any potential downsides to this singularity space we should be thinking about?
You bring up a crucial point. While the potential benefits of the singularity space are enormous, there are also significant risks to consider. One of the biggest concerns is the potential for unintended consequences. When you're dealing with AI that could potentially outthink us, it's very difficult to predict exactly how it will behave or what its ultimate goals might be.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. It's like that classic sci-fi trope where the super intelligent AI we create turns on us, viewing humans as a threat, or even worse, a nuisance.
Exactly. While I don't think we need to start prepping for a robot apocalypse just yet, it does highlight the critical importance of approaching the development of advanced AI, particularly artificial general intelligence or AGI, with caution and careful consideration.
You mentioned AGI. How is that different from the AI we're familiar with today?
Think of it this way. Most AI today is specialized. You have an AI that can play chess, another that can drive a car, but they are limited to those specific tasks. AGI, on the other hand, aims to create AI that possesses a more generalized intelligence, similar to humans, capable of learning and applying knowledge across a wide range of tasks.
So instead of building a machine to do one thing really well, we're talking about building a machine that can learn and adapt to any situation, kind of like a digital version of the human brain.
That's a good way to put it. And that brings us back to the potential risks of this singularity space. If we're not careful, the AI we create could become difficult to control.
So it's not just about making AI smarter, it's about making it wiser. about ensuring that the AI we create shares our values like empathy and compassion.
You hit the nail on the head. We need to ensure that as AI advances, so does its moral and ethical compass. But that's no easy feat. It's a complex challenge that will require collaboration between computer scientists, ethicists, philosophers, and maybe even artists and writers. Building AGI isn't just about lines of code. It's about understanding and replicating the complexities of the human mind.
It's a daunting task, but also an incredibly exciting one. It feels like we're standing on the edge of something truly remarkable.
We are. The singularity space, for all its potential risks, represents a pivotal moment in human history. It's a chance to redefine our relationship with technology and create a future where AI helps us reach our full potential as a species.
It's a future full of possibilities. But you mentioned AGI is only one part of the equation. What else is driving us toward this singularity space?
Alongside AGI, two other key areas are converging: wetware and quantum computing. Wetware refers to integrating biological and artificial systems.
So we're talking brain-computer interfaces merging our minds with machines. I knew those science fiction movies were onto something.
That's one aspect of it, yes. But wetware also encompasses things like genetic engineering and the possibility of uploading consciousness into digital realms. These are all still largely theoretical, of course, but the implications are enormous.
Mind-blowing, to say the least. Okay, what about quantum computing? I'll be honest, it's a topic that still makes my head spin a little.
It's a complex subject, but fascinating nonetheless. Imagine a computer that can make calculations in seconds that would take today's supercomputers billions of years to complete. That's the potential of quantum computing, an exponential leap in processing power.
Wow, that's incredible. But how does this tie back to AI and the singularity space?
Imagine AI having access to that level of computing power. It could process information on an unimaginable scale, learn at an unprecedented rate, and solve problems that seem impossible today. Quantum computing has the potential to supercharge AI's evolution.
So we've got AGI, wetware, and quantum computing, three incredibly powerful, world-altering technologies, all converging towards this potential singularity space. What are we supposed to do with all of this? How do we navigate this uncharted territory responsibly and ethically, while also embracing the immense potential that lies ahead?
That is the million-dollar question, and one we'll explore further when we return.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring this potential singularity space, where AI surpasses human intelligence. It's a mind-blowing concept with incredible opportunities, but also some big questions about what it means for us humans.
Yeah, it is exciting and a bit intimidating, right? It feels like we're on the verge of a whole new chapter, but we need to make sure it's a chapter we're all prepared for.
Exactly. We can't just focus on the cool factor of super intelligent AI. We've got to address those practical concerns too. So let's dive into that. Where do we even begin?
Well, a significant concern with advanced AI is the potential impact on jobs. We're already seeing AI and automation changing how things work, but what happens when AI can perform tasks that humans do now, maybe even better or faster?
Yeah, it's something a lot of people are worried about, right? What does the future of work look like in a world where AI is calling more of the shots?
It's a critical question, and it's not about predicting doom and gloom, but being prepared. We need to be proactive, thinking about retraining programs, creating safety nets for those whose jobs might be affected, and maybe even rethinking our whole approach to work in a world where AI is handling more of the heavy lifting.
So it's not just about trying to hold back the tide of progress, but figuring out how we can adapt and thrive alongside these advancements.
Exactly. History has shown us that with every significant technological shift, there's disruption, but also new opportunities emerge. Think about the Industrial Revolution or the rise of the internet. These changes brought challenges, but also created entirely new industries and jobs.
Yeah, it's about evolution, not extinction. Instead of trying to outcode the machines, we need to focus on those uniquely human skills that AI, at least for now, can't replicate. Creativity, critical thinking, empathy, emotional intelligence.
Absolutely. Those skills become even more valuable in a world powered by AI. But along with job displacement, another crucial aspect to consider is algorithmic bias.
Oh, you're right. It's not just about AI taking our jobs, but also about ensuring the AI we create isn't perpetuating existing biases and inequalities.
Exactly. AI is only as good as the data it learns from. If that data reflects existing prejudices, the AI will simply amplify them. Imagine facial recognition software that's less accurate for certain ethnicities or hiring algorithms that unknowingly discriminate against women or other groups.
Those are scary examples, and it highlights why it's so important to have diversity in the teams developing and implementing these technologies.
I couldn't agree more. We need to make sure that a wide range of perspectives are considered to create AI that's fair and equitable for everyone. And that leads us to another crucial aspect of data privacy.
Right. AI needs data to learn and improve. But how do we balance that need with our right to privacy in a world where our digital footprints are constantly growing?
It's a tightrope walk, for sure. On one hand, we want AI to have access to enough information to become more intelligent and helpful, but we don't want to end up in a world where our every move is tracked and analyzed without our knowledge or consent.
Yeah, it's like finding that sweet spot between innovation and protecting our fundamental rights.
Exactly. We need robust privacy regulations, more transparency from companies about how they're using our data, and most importantly, we need to empower individuals to control their own data.
It sounds like a lot to juggle. But we've talked about jobs, bias, privacy. Is there anything else we need to be cautious about as we enter this new era of AI?
There's one more big one, and it's the one that probably keeps science fiction writers up at night, the potential for misuse. Any technology can be weaponized, and the more powerful the technology, the higher the stakes.
It's the classic dual-use dilemma, right?
Right.
The same technology that could lead to incredible medical breakthroughs could also be used to develop autonomous weapons systems.
Precisely. We need to be having those tough conversations now about the ethical implications of advanced AI, not just in warfare, but in surveillance misinformation, even its potential to manipulate people's thoughts and emotions.
Those are some heavy topics. It's a reminder that with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. And while it's important to acknowledge the potential risks, we can't let fear paralyze us. We can't put the brakes on progress, nor should we. Instead, we need to steer it in the right direction.
So what's the best way to navigate this uncharted territory? How do we ensure that AI, even super intelligent AI, is used for good and not for harm?
It's going to take a global effort. We need open dialogue about AI ethics, international collaboration on regulations and standards, and a commitment from researchers, developers, and policymakers to prioritize responsible AI development.
It's a tall order, but the stakes are too high to ignore. The future of AI, and perhaps even humanity itself, depends on the choices we make today.
I couldn't agree more. And that's what makes this such a critical moment. We have this incredible opportunity to shape the future, to ensure that AI is a force for good in the world.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with a sense of awe, a bit of trepidation, but ultimately a sense of hope.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy perspective to have. We need to approach the future of AI with open eyes, open minds, and a healthy dose of caution, but also with a belief that we can guide this technology towards a brighter future for everyone.
And that, my friends, is the ultimate message we want to leave you with today. The future of AI isn't something that's preordained. It's something we create. So let's create a future we can all be proud of.
To all our deep divers out there, thank you for joining us on this journey. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going. This is The Deep Dive, signing off.